I want to take a break from the podcast right now, and I want to give you a gift. And I want to do that to thank you for being a listener. I put my heart and soul into this podcast. I love interviewing today's experts, researchers, MDs, psychologists, sleep trainers, you name it. I hope you feel inspired to take care of yourselves and your families. And I just want to thank you for being a listener and hanging out with me. So the code PODCAST10 is going to give you a one-time $10 off code at kellylevesque.com, your next order of protein powder. You can either use that on my grass-fed beef isolate protein or on my new vegan chocho bean protein. Now, here's what I love about my protein powders. It's 3 ingredients or less. So we don't use fillers, emulsifiers, no fortified vitamins or minerals. It's easy to digest and naturally made without any enzymes or chemicals like hexane. So it's 3 ingredients. With my grass-fed beef isolate, that's 100% grass-fed beef, and it's made in the way that you would make bone broth. So just heat and water. And we dehydrate that end product to get that collagen-rich protein powder that your whole family can drink. It can be added to coffees, to smoothies, and you can get it in vanilla, chocolate, and unflavored. I want to point out that my vanilla and chocolate is made with organic vanilla bean, organic cacao, and the only sweetener used is organic monk fruit. We don't use any maltodextrin. Our monk fruit is 100% ground monk fruit, and it's organic. And with my vegan line, I'm so excited to have launched this and to have it out into the world. It's a regenerative bean from South America called the chocho bean. And the chocho bean is the most superior plant-based protein powder you can get your hands on, because not only is it a complete protein, but the process is made with heat and water only. They're crushed and soaked, and what that end product results in is an anti-nutrient-free protein powder. So you're not gonna have any lectins, phytates, or oxalates in your protein powder. Makes it super easy to digest, and it's really, really delicious and robust in cooking as well. So I love it if I want a thicker smoothie or a smoothie bowl. And I also love it in my baked goods, from my cookies to my muffins, pancakes, and breads. It's the perfect protein addition. So if you want to give either of these proteins a try, or you've already been purchasing these proteins and want to take advantage of this special deal, the code PODCAST10 is going to get you $10 off for being a listener here at the Be Well by Kelly podcast. So head to kellylevesque.com or bewellbykelly.com. Put the protein you'd like to purchase in your cart and use the code PODCAST10 for $10 off. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in.
I don't have investors. I don't have people breathing down my throat to hit sales numbers. And I need and will always prioritize quality. My test for me personally is like, would I drink it a specific phase of my life? Would I share it with my entire family? Would I tell all my friends and family to drink it? It's got to be the case across the board, beef and plant-based.
In this episode of the Be Well by Kelly podcast, I'm talking with my sister, our director of finance and operations, Chrissy Zilli, all about the last year of rebranding Be Well by Kelly, launching our new site, and launching our vegan protein. You'll see a brand new site at bewellbykelly.com today. I'm so, so proud of this work. We had the opportunity to work with Forner, which is an amazing design and website company. Katie and TJ are salt of the earth, and we recommend them to everyone that we know looking to rebrand their company's products. Just beautiful, beautiful work. We're so lucky to have the support of our manufacturing team, Doug and Carl. Shout out to you guys. Thank you so much for all of your love and support. Really, I can't stress enough, I could not have done the last year without my little sister, Chrissy. Man, she used to work at Salesforce. I recruited her away, and it has been an absolute game changer, from just financial visibility and spreadsheets to, I mean, she just jumped in head first and went for it. Like, if there was a problem, she'd figure it out, from the website and apps to add to Shopify to helping to manage people that help us on our customer service team, like my, to everything in between. Like, I cannot tell you, and her communication style, casual and kind, understanding, direct. She is so positive, and I just like, she's irreplaceable. I'm so, so lucky to have her on my team. I would clone her a million times. I couldn't have done the last year without her. And so we're just gonna have a little conversation about what the last year looked like, Leveling up these products, relaunching the site, relaunching our courses, Fab4 Under 4, Fab4 Pregnancy, Fab4 Fundamentals, the Fab4 Smoothie Basics, bringing sample packs to the site, and what the future is for our vegan protein line. So you can learn a lot in today's episode, and I'll do another episode with my little sister, Chrissy, that's a little more personal where I can interview her. I'd love for you guys to get to know her a little bit better. But for now, here's an update on all things BWBK, our new site, and our protein lines.
Here we are, Chrissy Zilli, my little sister, the director of operations and finance. Sort of my boss now.
What is it you say you do here?
Oh my gosh. All I have to say is this job has become exponentially more fun. I decided to start a product company before my little sister joined me, before I recruited her away from Salesforce, the large whale of a tech company in San Francisco, and tried to lure her to BWBK with the shiny fun of working with her sister. But running a product company is tough, not just like seeing clients and talking about health, but wanting to do something bigger. I needed to bring in the big guns. And so here you are.
Hey, thanks for having me. Yeah, it's been wild. I feel like some days I'm like, oh, this is so sick, this job she has. It's so cool. Like the network, the opportunities, like all that stuff. And then some days I'm like, oh, entrepreneur, like entrepreneurial life. There's a lot of risk. It's like, there's moments where you're like a little nervous, but it's been really fun. And I always say this to people who ask me if I like working for you. I'm like, of course I do. We're pretty similar. Our communication styles are very direct, very like pretty laid back. Hi, Cash.
Yeah. There's my nephew.
Yeah. We have kids, so we get each other. Obviously, it's like working for a best friend, but I feel very passionate about what I'm doing because it feels a little bit like my business just because I'm so ingrained in it with you. I feel like it's a part of me and I feel excited. Like I wake up in the morning, I'm like, oh, I want to do this. I want to try that. And I've been able to explore like a ton of different departments. So I came in as a finance manager. I've been doing finance operations, which includes like inventory management, marketing. Sometimes I'm like, oh, you should put out this content. And I pretend I know what I'm doing with social media. I feel so honored because I get extra time with my son because I work part-time for you. I get to learn a ton of new stuff and I get to work with you, which we call play work because it's just like, you're my sister and you are my boss, but it's like, it doesn't feel that way at all.
No. And I have to say, Chrissy's being so humble. Like I honestly couldn't do this without you. Like I got to a point where I was like, yeah, I'm selling a protein powder. I am taking money from my bank account. I'm buying this protein powder. I'm selling it online on a Shopify website I built in a weekend. And now I don't know how much inventory I have. And I mean, like every Monday we have a little Zoom call. We talk about like what we did with our kids on the weekend. And then you go through spreadsheets. So you brought that professionalism directly from Salesforce into this business. And it's allowed me to make really strategic decisions. It's been really, it's just been really fun to do this job with you and to always like kind of like refocus on like what's most important, which is providing a good best in class product, not realizing that we're not doing, it's not rocket science, but we care. And then what's most important, which are our families and our health and our mental health and our physical health. And it's been a totally wild ride, but I couldn't have done it without Chrissy. And when she joined, I was over a year ago. Where was I at? Because let's like catch people up. I was in this already.
Yeah.
Yeah. A long time coming.
Well, I'm glad that you're saying that because I remember thinking my number one fear when I first started was I just came from Salesforce, a really big company where I've been doing something like managing budgets for SVPs and executives. and heads of product and stuff like that. And I don't know what I'm doing in this like small business world. And so my number one fear was like, I want to provide value. That's my fear. I want to provide value. And so I'm glad I have. And we've had some really fun trips and just interesting conversations. So I'm happy that we're there. But where were you? So this was June 2021 when I started. It's been a year and a couple months. And I came on board, you're selling beef protein for a year. And we have it on Shopify, which is our e-commerce platform, and we have it on Amazon. And you had your business on your Squarespace website, which was from 2012, which you built yourself.
I built both of those websites.
And yeah, so I think where you were at was, I really need to like make this. You had met with a consultant, a really like a great person in space that helped you understand that you're a big, sophisticated company and you have products now, and it feels a little clunky. It's a little hard to navigate. We need to have your first ever, we call it a rebrand, but it's kind of like your first ever kind of coming out, a new branding that you feel good about, that's actually in line with your values. And yeah, one of the things I remember is like, that makes you feel calm, because that's what we all need. So yeah. I think you were exploring working with a branding guy who had done some work for Pepsi, and you showed me the early designs that he had created, like 6 or 7 designs.
Yeah, no, I've worked with some amazing people. Shout out to Jessica Golden for helping me in the beginning to consult with the business, to talk about like what I needed to level up. I mean, she's totally right. The reality is though, I didn't go out as a female founder and raise money to start this business. Looking back, taking everybody back to the beginning, when my first book came out, I purchased $10,000 worth of pea protein. And that was when I was in an apartment with one car, taking my entire book deal, like the first check you get, and taking it from my bank account, putting it in a publicist, you know, paying up my PR, paying for my flights, paying for my hotels, paying for my outfits, paying for the food I needed to make in the hotel room to take on the morning shows. Like, my book advance covered PR and the tour. And I don't think people realize that, you know, so to take an extra 10 grand and buy pea protein and say, I'm going to manufacture pea protein because I talk about the fab-4 smoothie all the time and I want to have a protein, and most people have proteins, and I'm trying all these proteins and I know what tastes good. So I know I can create a good formula. And I bought that protein and it sat there for 3 months, and then it was 6 months. And, you know, my manufacturer, Doug, you know, I've known him for a really long time. I will say, like, everyone I've worked with, I feel like really lucky to have worked with. I feel like they're good people and I get along really well with them. And it's always like a gut instinct of whether like this is right or this isn't right. And I pivot pretty quickly when it doesn't feel right. And I hold when it's like, I'm not sure, but like, I'm not, it's either 100% or 110%, or it just doesn't happen for me, because it's really difficult for me to promote something that I'm not obsessed with or really proud of. I'll just naturally talk about things that I really like. And so the pea protein sat there, and it was now 3 months into my book tour. And some people know this, some people don't. Chris and I were talking about having kids. We had like basically put off having kids because we had these second careers where Chris went back to be a writer and I went, you know, left Cancer and Genetics to start Be Well by Kelly. And then I'd written my book and I was like, well, we'll try to have kids after the book tour. And so we had taken a little vacation in the middle of the book tour. The protein had sat there for about 3 months. We like tried to get pregnant the first time. We actually did get pregnant and we ended up having a miscarriage that first time around. And I just had a minute where I was like, there is something keeping me from putting out this pea protein. And for me, it's like the understanding of knowing that plant-based proteins sequester a lot of heavy metals from the ground, meaning lead, arsenic, mercury, like whatever is in the soil is coming up into that plant. They're really good at that. And that is the majority of produce on the market. So it does not plants do not discriminate. It could be the squash that you purchase for your family that you cut up and roast in your oven. Like, that is sequestering a certain amount of heavy metals. Just beans and grains are just notorious, and large tubers notorious at being really good at that, right? So that was one piece. And the second piece was a consumer report on like the amount of glyphosate sprayed on pea protein. And there was like this understanding that if I bought organic pea protein, which it was an organic pea protein, the protein sitting in Doug, my manufacturer's warehouse, he was just like, are we doing this? Are we doing this? I'm like, yeah, well, not there yet. And knowing that, like, if it was organic, that wasn't going to be sprayed with glyphosate, right? It's just not allowed to happen. And actually, you know, if there's any cross-contamination, it's always tested for that. And if it's grown organically and there's cross-contamination in the water and it comes back with a higher parts per million, they're actually not allowed to call it organic, even if it was grown organic. So like, there's some pretty strict rules there around that. The hard part was, is that when we looked at soil reports, organic pea protein was coming up with 2 times as many heavy metals as inorganic pea protein. So you're like, okay, I'm paying for a more expensive protein that's pea protein, but it's actually coming back with a higher amount of heavy metals. And so I just like, it didn't feel like 110 for me. And so it sat there. Like I paid for storage and it sat there for like, that was 2016, 17, a good 3.5, 4 years. And I finally called Doug up and he was like, what are we doing with this protein? And I was like, I have been drinking collagen and I'm pregnant, or I just had, you know, I had had BASH. I was thinking about having a second. And I was like, I know what I want to do. I want to do a grass-fed beef isolate. We were able to start that process. I felt so good about it. I drink it pregnant. I drink it breastfeeding. Like it's a chemical-free extraction. The animal is in a phenomenal filter. It does a great job of filtering for you. So when you think about using 100% grass-fed bones that have a little bit of flesh on them, it's the ligaments and tendons. They stew it down in hot water. And what that does is it's like bone broth, right? So we take these fleshy bones, stewed down, we dehydrate it, we skim the fat off the top, we dehydrate the water. And then we have this super glycine rich, or super, we'll say in collagen amino acids, rich protein powder that's 100% chemical free extraction from a clean animal. And then it's like, it's food. It's food grade. It's not hexane extracted. We're not using super high heats, or we don't have to deodorize. We don't have to like use any chemicals to treat it at all. I'm like, we can cook with
it. There's no allergens. It's like, yeah, I think with peas, some of my friends are like, oh, I just feel like bloated, and it's not grainy. It's smooth. Yeah.
I mean, there's so many like benefits, right? And again, it's like, if I'm going to come out with a protein powder, it's got to be best in class, but it also has to taste really good, because that was one of the things, like if someone, if I wanted to get a client on board with drinking a smoothie because either they had an egg allergy or they were unwilling to eat 3 to 4 eggs in the morning, which got them close to that 20 grams of protein that would keep them full and satisfied, like it was hard to do. And the Favor smoothie is like, it is a shortcut. It is a quick fix. It is a, it's just a tool. Like I use it for a few months at a time. And then there may be a few weeks where I'm like making eggs, or I'm having sausage, or I'm having leftovers, like I'm mixing it up. But I go back to that tool time and time again, because it's just like, it makes me feel good all day long. So you have to like it to drink it. And also I'm like, I have had clients who get headaches from stevia. I've had issues with specific flavorings, or vanilla being an extract, or a synthetic vanilla. Just like, I just wanted real food and I wanted minimal ingredients.
Yeah.
And you've tried it. I mean, it's just like, I'm really proud of it, right?
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah, it's really good and really high nutrient density. And I feel full until lunch, 1 o'clock. I give it to my kid and my husband drinks it all the time. And he just was on a strict paleo diet with a functional MD, and he asked the MD, because they were like, no, you can't have protein powder. And he was like, well, what about this one? And the guy was like, yeah, have it. And so that was like really refreshing, because he could tell it was super clean ingredients. Now we do have like some reviews, like it gets too sticky, like from the natural collagen in the blender, or some people, like you said, don't like the monk fruit, or it's too sweet, or we do have reviews like that, but overwhelmingly people seem to love it and we love it, super proud of it.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Element, my favorite electrolyte drink. Element was developed by my friend Rob Wolf after he realized that a large group of people were probably living with electrolyte deficiencies and or imbalances. Electrolyte deficiency can be the cause of headaches, cramps, fatigue, and weakness. And with the surge of low-carb, paleo, keto, and whole food diets, the body excretes more electrolytes at an increased rate, increasing the chances that you may have an electrolyte deficiency and need to supplement. Since the majority of sodium in our diet comes from processed foods, cleaning up your diet, fasting, or an increase in workouts where you sweat a lot can all cause this imbalance. The first time I drank Element, I felt immediately more alert and hydrated. literally like within minutes of drinking Element, and I've been drinking it ever since. They supported my hydration through my pregnancy with Toshin, and they completely rocked my milk supply. Meaning, yeah, I'm like, there's milk everywhere. I had always salted my food, but in hindsight, I know I had an electrolyte imbalance. If you're listening and you think, this could be me too, Rob is hooking my listeners up with a free sample pack. All you have to do is pay for shipping. And if you're in the United States, that means it's only $5. You can head to drinkelement.com/Kelly to snag the deal. That's drinkelement.com/Kelly to snag that free sample pack. All you have to do is pay for shipping, and it's totally worth it. Go snag it.
And so feel good about the beef. And then what? People were asking for, people wanted vegan, or like, how did you, I mean, you started with pea and you're like explored it, but.
Yeah. I mean, I have explored pea basically because I do have this plant-based community that follows along, or people that don't eat red meat, or like, I can think of one of my best friends from high school that's like, Kelly, I can't wait for you to come out with, you know, and I have like stood on every podium or like soapbox and been like, the benefits of red meat, friends. Like, I feel like I have beat this drum, and there are going to be people that's just going to, they have to do, you have to do you. And you have to drink. And if it makes them not feel great, or if they don't, then it doesn't align for them, then you got to do what's right for you. And so we did. I mean, like, I did have a lot of people asking for vegan. I had people asking for vegan, you know, in the weeks of launching beef. And that's hard because at the time I'm like, I don't have a source that I would feel comfortable. And the reality here is this is a self-funded operation. I was in the backyard at my in-laws' house where I live right now, where I've lived for all of Toshin's life, and he's 20 months old. Like, I moved in the week before, and I was in the backyard here for something. And we were living, you know, I was launching beef, but I was trying to get the funding for it. And I leveraged our down payment
personal
for our
funding.
House.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I called, Chris was in the backyard, and I called our financial planner and was like, yep, John. We're going to take a line out on that account. And he was like, okay, are you sure? And I was
like, this is not recommended.
I'm like, I'm sure. I'm sure.
I believe. You have to know Kelly and Chris.
Well, you have to know that Chris was like, I don't want to know. Don't tell me anything. I don't want to know, because he's very risk averse. He's very risk averse.
Yeah.
And we're super yin and yang, which makes us like, you know, there are times when he's like, see, this wouldn't have happened if it was me, because you're so risky. And like, I would have planned for that. He would have had like three backup plans.
Or but, insurance came in handy in number of places.
Yeah. He makes sure that I have insurance for everything, right? Which is really important. But, you know, to have people asking for a vegan protein when you launch beef, I'm like, I don't have the funding for it. The bags were created by Amber Moon, a phenomenal artist and designer who did my wedding invitations, who's a friend who I've worked with through multiple times in her life when she wanted to get healthy before having her son Dash, before her wedding. Like, if you look at the whole process, it's all been like, okay, personal funding, putting my own website up, working with my own designer, and then to have people ask for vegan and to not really have the funding for that, but then also to make the strategic decision that like the minute you bring in investors, they are looking at the bottom line, and they're looking at performance, and they're looking at growth.
They're calling you at Bash's swim practice.
asking like, what's going on? And the reality is, if people were with me in the beginning, in the beef protein, we have 100% grass-fed beef isolate, right? Which is just that chemical-free extraction. Then we have either organic vanilla bean, which creates black flecks because it's actual vanilla bean, or organic cacao, and then organic monk fruit, which is just dried and ground monk fruit. Super simple, super plain. In June, we launched the beef protein. In August, we're completely out of stock because vanilla bean is not available. And my manufacturing guys are like, you had a great first sale. This is awesome. You're out of vanilla bean. We can replace it with the synthetic vanilla
powder.
Vanillin. And I'm like, I just know, like, I'm willing and have the flexibility and ability to totally not make any money and float that and be out of stock because these are where my standards are. And that hurt. Like, I'm not going to lie. Like, it was a bummer. It was like, yay, this is so exciting. Oh, and there were times when we had major headaches with the beef protein on Amazon when we were printing the manufacturing date and people thought that was the expiration date and they were putting in a bad review, or Amazon was suspending us for weeks or months at a time. Like all of those hits, if I had investors and I had a certain financial ability to like hire people to fix my problems really fast, that's awesome. But it also comes with bosses and people who are telling you what's most important. What is most important to me and to you, Chrissy, now being part of the brand, is like quality above all else, and not necessarily like, do I have the prettiest branding? And I loved my branding when I put it out, but we learned the hard way that like when vanilla and chocolate are the same, that Amazon might send chocolate instead of vanilla because they're not reading the white script perfectly. You know, little bumps along the road where you're not like going back and saying, what are all the fire drills that I had in this business? But let me tell you, there in the last 2 years, there have been a lot that we've had to like work through and learn and figure out. But I mean, that's part of being an entrepreneur. And ultimately, like the most important thing for me is to maintain the quality of the product, to always be really proud of it. And my test on that is like, will I drink it pregnant? Will I drink it breastfeeding? Will I feed it to my kids? Yeah. And if the answer is a unanimous yes across the board, I'm like, here, like give it to people, give it to my clients who have autoimmune diseases or GI distress. I just feel really proud of it. And I had to.
But everyone consult your doctor if you're in those situations. Yeah.
There's the like more conservative. Yes, please. Doctor always.
But no, seriously. You had to feel super proud of it and you had to be comfortable. That was how it's going out to market.
Right. And like the reality was at the time when Beef launched, I didn't have a source of vegan protein that I would feel that good about. And that's hard. Like soy is a no-go for me. Rice, arsenic levels, that's a no-go for me. Pea protein, like seeing the reports on heavy metals and glyphosate. And then also the understanding that, hey guys, pea protein is actually not a complete protein. Like it is a complete protein, but it has such low levels of methionine. If you actually look at brands that share the science, like a Ritual that has a pea protein, again, it's an organic pea protein. They're adding methionine to it. L-methionine is added to their blend. They're known for transparency and there's complete transparency there that like, hey guys, this is actually like, not what
that's a brand you would recommend, right?
Yeah. I like Ritual.
If you like pea.
If you're going pea, you know, picking organic, I think is more important than anything else because of pesticides and finding a brand that you can trust with minimal ingredients, like a Ritual, like a Truvani. I've had Bonnie Hari on the podcast before. There are people that I think are doing it right in that space. But then again, am I going to be like, if I'm coming out with a vegan, am I going to be a Me Too product? Right. And I can source that quickly. Like we can get off this podcast right now, call Doug, been producing protein powder for over 20 years, get a source of pea protein. We have our organic vanilla or organic cacao and our organic monk fruit. It's such a minimal formulation. Like someone could knock me off in a heartbeat. And I don't suggest that. I'm just kidding. But I mean, being very realistic, like this is something that could happen. But it's like, I wanted something different. Yeah. I wanted something that I thought was really interesting. And that's when I had a few vegan clients that I would recommend the Lupini bean to. And if you guys ever heard of the Lupini bean, I think the brand Brahmi, they make the snackable Lupini beans. They kind of have like a, I don't know. Have you had them?
Yeah. Bridget. Being Bridget.
Yeah. They're like marinated. They're, they're meaty.
They're a little nutty, kind of neutral. I mean, definitely like reminds you, it's a legume. So it reminds you of like a chickpea or like a lentil, something in that vein.
Right. And what's so cool about the Lupini bean though, complete protein as is on its own, right? You don't need to pair protein, vegan proteins here to get a complete protein. It is a complete protein with a solid amino acid profile. So that's really nice for me. Like I have a vegan client who's pregnant right now and she just went to Greece on vacation with her husband. And I'm like, please take these packs of Lupini beans with you so that you can eat them or add them if needed, like a good source of protein, especially like thinking about the fact that she is pregnant. I was like, you don't need to bring protein bars. This is where it's at. And so that's what she brought. And so I'd known about the Lupini bean for a while. And then I saw chocho bean protein and was like, this is really interesting. Chocho is a variety of the lupini bean from South America. It's grown in Peru and Ecuador, and the varieties change, the color changes, the alkaloid levels change, which is like the bitterness in the bean. Kind of think about like bitterness in coffee and in cacao beans. Like there's a difference, right? An alkaloid level difference.
Which is alkaloids, like a natural compound that the plant produces to protect itself from pests and things like that. And so like the process is to debitter that, to cook it and soak it. So then depending on the factors of the soaking and the cooking, the alkaloid levels fluctuate a little bit, right?
Exactly. And so like we look at like a traditional lupini bean, not a chocho bean from Australia or from wherever you're getting it, it's going to have a lower alkaloid level. It's going to taste sort of sweet, like popcorn, like sweet corn, something like that. Like it's giving you that sweet flavor, but it also contains more carbohydrates naturally and a lot more fiber. And so the lupin flour, if you were to do like a lupin flour pasta or a lupin flour bread, like sweeter, higher in carbohydrates, higher in fiber, but in a specific application, really great. As a protein powder, super sludge, right? And we did try that variety after Expo West this year, just because we were getting ready to launch the Chocho, but then, you know, had a source and a friend who was doing a lupin flour application in pasta. We were like, wait, if it has a lower alkaloid level, I need to make sure this is not, you know, not a better protein. It would probably give people GI distress as a drink because it made me super bloated, just too much fiber in that, and I'm used to a lot of fiber. So
but I remember the first taste, you're like, ooh, it's kind of sweet. Like, do I like this taste better? Like, yeah. And we talked about the protein difference too. There's slightly less protein in that varietal, the sweet lupini versus the chocho. Chocho has 50%.
And that's an interesting point because when you look at it, it's actually like a pie chart. It's like what percentage is what. So as we look at the lupini bean, it's like more carbohydrates in the form of fiber. And you look at the chocho, it's going to be more protein and less carbohydrates, but you're getting a higher alkaloid level. And in South America, they use it all the time. Like if you've ever had ceviche down in Peru, it's like those white beans that are in the ceviche. And they use it as a staple down there, but it has to be processed, right? So soaking and cooking and then drying is the process. Again, a chemical-free extraction, which I love, a naturally grown bean. It's a bean in the way that soy brings carbon from the air into the ground and is regenerative in that way. If you know anything about
it, holds nitrogen fixation.
Exactly.
So that makes it more, the soil's richer.
Right.
And then it uses less water.
Right. It's only grown from rainfall, traditionally grown crop. So all of these things that are coming up are like major benefits, right? I mean, it is different in regards to it's increasing, improving the profile of the soil, but it's not regenerative in the way that you look at like a Force of Nature or Rome Ranch, and you're looking at root systems and grass systems and grasslands. Like that is truly regenerative in looking at the soil's temperature and really looking at preventing runoff and the soil microbiome. Like that is regenerative farming. Like let's not get it twisted. But in regards to improving the nutrient basis of the soil, there is a story here, and it is interesting in that it's not a pure P-O soy till large operation of just like barren dirt. And
yeah.
You know, I think it's really interesting when you look at the different countries, like Ecuador, for example. They're soaking the whole bean on average, most of the time to lower alkaloid levels. Whereas in Peru, it's like less of a white bean, more of a yellow bean. They're crushing it though. So there's more surface area and they're soaking it crushed, which is going to lower the alkaloid levels probably faster. And it's just different ways of processing. So all this to say, for over a year since Chrissy started, in the process of finding a farm, finding a distributor, getting a chocho bean sample, multiple samples, testing, trying, learning, getting to know what's out there and what's available, having some transparency and a direct relationship with someone down there to like get good quality protein, ultimately ended up needing to go through a distributor to get my hands on the chocho bean protein. It's not here. It's all over South America. It's in Australia. Mucuna is the brand here in the States that offers chocho bean protein, and they have their own formulation for it. And the founder of Mucuna, Ricky, phenomenal guy. He was born in Ecuador, family farms, SoCal roots here, lives in Santa Barbara, like friends of friends, like just heart of gold, like definitely like wanting to bring this to the States. The only one who's been able to successfully do it. And this is like pea protein 15 years ago. Someone decided to put pea protein out there. Maybe it was Orgain or Vega or whoever it was back in the day. And they were like at the very beginning. And they went through the trenches to do it. And I feel like that's what we're trying to do with Chocho, is to get a high quality, complete protein without lectins that we feel good about, that isn't a heavily watered crop, grows by rainfall, and is something that you can bake with, you can put in a smoothie that has fiber, mm-hmm. a low carbohydrate content.
You talked about like your plant-based community, but when I think about Chocho, I have uses for it too. And I eat red meat and get a lot of my protein from meat in general. So I think about it. Yeah, I think it bakes better. If I need more fiber and I don't have it on hand to add, I'll just use the Chocho instead.
Yeah.
So there's uses. I mean, there's like a time and place for it, even if you aren't vegan. It's also super high in minerals, right? And vitamins, vitamin E and right. zinc. And so magnesium, and it's a whole food, you know, with yeah. the grass-fed beef, it's isolate. And this is literally just crunching up the bean. So you'll see like some people say, oh, I don't know if I like the taste as much as maybe not as smooth, but we like, you put it through like a super fine mesh to get it to the texture that you want, but it's not solvent, right? It's right. not going to dissolve in your water. Necessarily.
Right. If you're looking for a multivitamin for your kids and you don't want one of those gummy vitamins with 2 teaspoons of sugar, look no further than Hiya Health. Hiya Health is a pediatrician approved, super powered, chewable vitamin. Both of my boys take it and they call it their Chewy. They ask for their Chewy every single day. But why I love it is because it contains zero sugar, zero gummy junk, and it's loaded with 12 fruits and vegetables and supercharged with 15 essential vitamins and minerals, including vitamin D, B12, C, zinc, folate, and others to support immunity, energy, brain function, mood, concentration, teeth, bones, and more. It's non-GMO, vegan, dairy-free, allergy-free, gelatin-free, nut-free, and everything else free. And it's so great because they have an amazing model where you get this cool bottle that the kids get to decorate with the first order, and then they send you eco-friendly refills every single month. Now, for me, the most important thing is the vitamin form. It needs to be in the most bioavailable form for my kids. So many times I turn around multivitamins and they're suboptimal forms. Not the case with Hiya. Hiya has blown my expectations away when it comes to providing our kids with the most proper and easily absorbable nutrients. So I'm so excited to offer you guys 50% off your first order. We've worked out this special deal. And to claim this deal, you have to go to hiyahealth.com/Kelly. This deal is not available on their regular website. So go to hiyahealth.com/Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y, to get your kids the full body nourishment they need to grow into healthy adults. Now, I love a multivitamin because this chewable multivitamin is just a foundation of getting them those nutrients when you know they have a hard food day. So I love it. My kids love it. And I want you guys to have it. So go check out this deal.
Got really good points to make, because that's like all part of the process of sourcing and deciding what we wanted. And what we finally decided was our approved sample of Chocho bean was like the finest mesh we could get this Chocho bean through, because ultimately when you have the grass-fed beef isolate, it's considered an isolate, even though it's not a chemical extraction, because of the process of removing the fat, which is naturally easy to do. Because if you've ever cooled bone broth, that fat cap just turns into like a solid chunk of fat, easily removed and dehydrated. So we are isolating without chemicals, but with plants, you can't isolate without petroleum extraction processes like hexane or enzymes, right? And so there's some denaturing of protein that happens whenever it's processed with anything, like even with heat and water, it's going to be denatured a little bit. in comparison to, say, having like an actual steak. But I didn't want to denature plant-based proteins. I didn't want to use a solvent of any kind, like whether it was hexane petroleum-based or enzymatic. I wanted what you said. I wanted a whole food product. And to think that this could be called a flour, I mean, it's that. It really, truly could be called a flour. It just naturally is. Lower in lectins and then considered lectin-free after processing, after the soaking process, which is so cool. And then just a flour. So it does. I mean, it makes better brownies. Like, it's better in the walnut bread. We've recipe tested the heck out of it. But the ultimate sample for me had to be a specific profile of super low heavy metals. Again, naturally, any kind of plant is going to sequester something, but it had to be a better profile for me. I needed to know that the bitterness was as good as it can get and that the mesh was super fine so that I would, if the test was, when I have my beef and my chocho, am I strongly drawn to only use beef or am I actually interested in using the chocho? And like you said, you like cooking with it better. There were days actually where I liked the vanilla chocho just a little bit better and wanted a thicker smoothie and wanted it more of like a smoothie bowl and was feeling like it was making me feel good. And I was feeling pretty full and not to be TMI, but like great source of fiber. I was feeling pretty regular. Like I was like really enjoying it. And so we made the purchase and we waited 6 months to get the product from South America. And it came on a boat to Houston and it was trucked into San Diego. And what happened?
Yeah. So from a timeline perspective, you tried the first sample in January. We were like, cool, let's go. Then we waited till April and put down a deposit, the biggest deposit I've seen you put down since I've been here on your cost of sales raw material. And then it came back in July. And at the end of July, 2 weeks before we were supposed to launch your website with vegan protein as an option, like have the packaging and everything. At the end of July this year, the quality results came back and it was, I believe it was mold and yeast.
But I have to say, this is a parts per million that's totally sellable on the market. Like this is not, it wasn't above specs to be sold, but it wasn't to the spec that I approved, which is a minimal amount of what they would call platelets. They are not growing mold spores and yeast spores. These are naturally occurring in all plant-based foods. There's a certain number of dead organisms in everything that you would eat that is processed if it's cooked. Like if you were to cook beans for your family, if you were going to cook plants from the Ecology Center here in San Juan, amazing. Like it's just a natural part of the process. It's almost, I mean, I don't want to use the comparison of like when you like till fields, you kill bunnies, but like it's unfortunate, but it's just part of it. And it doesn't deter me from drinking it, but I have higher standards. Like this is what we approved at spec. This is our original sample. Even though the yeast and mold test came back, it was about 10 times higher than the sample, still under what would be considered approved to sell, which does kind of make me a little concerned, which is why I've always kind of been a little concerned about like a bunch of processed powdered supplements and products is like, show me your COAs. Like, I want to know your heavy metal testing. I want to know that you're clean when it comes to microbes and like the percentage, parts per million is what we're looking for. And so that was a bummer and a red flag. And I was like, this is just this again, I'm a gut intuition feels got to feel like 110% or it's not going to go. And like super bummed not to be launching the chocho bean protein with the rebrand right now. Like I'm really proud of the rebrand. Katie Forner and TJ, her husband, their team, they are just amazing to work with. We've had an amazing year rebuilding the website, bringing that Shopify and Squarespace site together, giving the vegan and the beef a whole new look, sample packs, like really, really exciting things coming in the future too, like a reusable container with a scoop and really just like what she's been able to create. She just like is representing the brand so well. And it just feels calming and beautiful. And I want to launch Chocho, but it just getting that report was just, it was a no-go for me. And then tasting the samples, you know, I think everyone wants to make it work. So our production guys were like, look, we're going to send you all these samples that we got. We're going to send you your old samples, which I still had on hand in my kitchen. You know, gotta love protein powder, 2-year shelf life. You know, being able to compare that. They also sent me new samples from Peru, not an Ecuador sample, which makes it a little bit more yellow. I'm fine with a color difference because, like, who cares about color, right? I want it to taste good. And it was slightly more bitter than the original sample too.
Which he used a word, I'm looking at organoleptics. I'd never heard that word before. He's like, the organoleptics. So it was the moldy yeast and the organoleptics were off, which is taste, feel. He said it was more bitter, overwhelmingly bitter. So yeah, you're like, some of those I can deal with. Like the color is fine, but obviously you want it to be as consistent as possible and you definitely don't want it to taste
bitter. I need some control too. Mm-hmm. I need some consistency, some stability with the brand, knowing that I have the grass-fed beef isolate on lock and that relationship, like where I'm able to source 6 months to a year at a time. And my manufacturer is like, you know, I mean, I've been friends with Doug and working with Doug since I bought my first lot of pea protein that never went off the ground. Like I have the trust in that relationship. And that is like, I can buy it. It's solid. I know where I'm getting it. And you know, being on this the cutting edge of chocho bean protein and what will soon be a huge space of pastas and crackers. I mean, mark my word, you're going to have chocho bean flour breads. There's going to be all kinds of stuff coming out with this bean particular because of the profile. The amino acid profile is just spot on. And it is sort of like looking back at the beef. It's like going out on vanilla. Like if I would have got a good lot, this first one, and sold it and been really proud of it and been really stoked. 5-star reviews. Yay, everyone's happy that I'm providing for the plant-based. There may be a chance that there's a manufacturing run that doesn't happen because the reality is I don't have investors. I don't have people breathing down my throat to hit sales numbers. And I need and will always prioritize quality. My test for me personally is like, would I drink it? Specific phase of my life? Would I share it with my entire family? Would I tell all my friends and family to drink it? It's got to be the case across the board, beef and plant-based. And so I am super stoked about the opportunity to launch a chocho bean protein. I think this needs to come to market. It's a higher quality protein than what is available on the market today. And so I'm working to get that done. And I have to give a shout out to Ricky Makuna because he has been really kind in talking me through a lot of the processes. He's goes down to South America. It's like, it's his family farm and he's grew up there and has these deep rooted connections. And that's the kind of transparency and visibility that I'm looking for from a distributor. And so I am hopeful that I can work something out and be able to provide my formula, my flavor profile, my high standards and quality in a sustainable way with the right partner. And so I'm looking at the Peruvian source that we have now, but I'm not going to put something on the market that I don't feel 110% about. And that's a bummer, but that's part of the process. And so this is kind of just letting people into what is BWBK, which is like, I can make a baby faster than I can put out a vegan protein and relaunch a website and rebrand.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's just a little bit of like, okay, where are we? How do we feel? What's going on? We're just going to keep searching. And we have a couple leads that we feel good about for the chocho protein. And that's like really the dream. Yeah. It's how we find a better protein out there.
And the reality is like, it is kind of interesting to think, is there a specific enzymatic process that I may be okay with to extract lupini isolate, for example? Like I did like the flavor. I like that it's naturally lower in alkaloids. I like that it tastes like a sweet popcorn flavor. The unflavored would even be amazing in a protein powder, but it's like the consistency fiber sludge that you want a little bit of fiber, but you don't want like a clog my pipes type of situation opposite for some people. Like it's just the whole thing needs to be good. Like the whole experience needs to be good. And that's just the reality of being an entrepreneur in a small business. Yeah. And
we're going to try to get that refund.
Yeah.
Get that refund so we can reinvest in the business, which is MO.
Yeah. Working on that refund.
And then we could just like talk a lot about supply chain issues.
working on not being up at 1 a.m. hyperventilating in a bathtub by myself. Especially with two young toddlers.
Oh my God. We just talked about that. Like just our meeting before this, I was like, I just want to have the right balance where I'm not like stressing you out, but we're also like motivated to make sure cash flow is in the right spot.
Honestly, it's like Chrissy is a blessing and a curse. She is like, let me give you all the insights into your financial business. And I was like, I don't want to know this. Yeah. I just like throw stuff against the wall and no, I mean, it's really good to make strategic business decisions when you have a spreadsheet and a financial, like you understand your cash basis and you understand where the business is going and what I'm going to have to pay for taxes and what hits I take doing a sale or giving away protein to an event. It's like kind of crazy to think about all of those costs and what that looks like to actually grow, because it's great when you like sell 100 units and then you have a margin. So you make profit, but then all of a sudden demand's going up. So you got to reinvest that and buy 200 units and it's a benefit. But when you're looking to launch another line or you're looking to rebrand and you have to invest in that rebrand and then you have to invest in buying all the protein bags. It's not like I'm buying 3,000 bags and making 3,000 bags of protein. You're buying 40,000 bags and you're like, what?
Which will last year. Yeah.
Well, it will last a long time, which is great because you want that quantity discount, but it does mean that things get tight and it does mean that there's like some stress financially. And that's, I'm willing, like I told Chrissy earlier today, like I'm willing to take that risk. I'm cool with risk. I have an adrenaline junkie, but every now and then
that's Kelly's defined level of risk. Like, but it's true. It's just like not compromising. And so
yeah. And that's why you have people like Rachel Cruz on your podcast. And she's like, don't have any debt and do all these things to get yourself out of debt. And I'm like, man, take me back to the days of my Brentwood apartment when we had one car, no mortgage. I mean, I wouldn't trade it for the world. I love my babies and I love the future.
There's a plan. It's not like we're just racking up debt. I mean, there's like a level that we're willing to take on in order to grow over the next 5 years. And there's a lot of like trust and faith in what you're doing, which is for me, bringing it back to the beginning of the conversation, is kind of like that part where your like heart starts to go in entrepreneurship, where you're like, oh my gosh, is this excitement? Or is this like, am I going to just have an anxiety attack? Yeah.
We're hiring.
Just it's fun to work with you. And I don't think you need to be sisters. It helps because like just the trust and everything. But if you find someone you like really love and trust to work with, I think that that's the fun part because you get to like share in those moments and you get to make trips out of work.
Yeah. Nothing's been more fun for me than literally having a Monday morning Zoom with you. And like talking about the business, getting to go to New York together. If I'm leaving my kids, now once you have kids, you know, it's hard to leave your babies. And so to leave my babies to go on a work trip to New York, it's fun for those first 24 to 48 hours. And if it's longer than that, you're like, I need to get home to my people. Like my family needs me. This feels like too long. And anytime that I travel with you, it's excitement the entire time. And we're like, you know, we get a lot done on those trips and we think big and we have plans. Like I have plans for growth for my brand and product extensions, but it isn't like I can put one out every quarter. I didn't go raise $5 million for this brand and I don't have the ability to do that. It really is based on organic growth and community growth. And I don't know, I look at Mark Sisson and I look at his brand Primal Kitchen and what he did on his own. He self-funded that thing. I mean, he took a second on his mortgage and went into some credit card debt and he did take a risk and he failed taking those risks before Primal Kitchen, before he had a big win. And they had some major headaches along the way, but being able to have complete ownership over the brand and just to be able to decide, like if something isn't working, if I launched a product I wasn't happy with, mm-hmm. and it wasn't resonating with me anymore, or new science came out and I didn't love it, or I didn't feel comfortable with it,
yeah,
I could pull the ripcord. And no one's going to say, but what about that line item? But what about that revenue? And I would just say, well, what about, does it align with me or not? That's what I want to continue to have control over. And maybe it's making me sound a little bit like a control freak, but I'd rather have
that.
You're
not controlling at all. I feel like this is different. This is like control over the vision, control over what matters.
Yeah.
You let me just do whatever I want to do. Like, well, the anti-micromanager, but yeah, I know what you mean, where you're like afraid to give up the reins, even though people come in, consultants come in and say, you could be here, you could be here, like you could be a millionaire and all this, yeah. like promising all this stuff. And that's happened to you multiple times. And so
yeah,
you'll engage in the conversation, but it's just a matter of like making sure that, I mean, you are the brand. And so making sure that's consistent.
Yeah.
Speaking of brand, time check. We have a meeting with our branding team. Katie Forner.
Oh, yeah. All right. She's keeping me. I told you she was my boss. We got to wrap this up. We got to go talk to Katie and TJ and we got to launch this thing. We got to do some QA checks in the next couple of days. It's crazy. We're taping this right now and it's going to be secretly launched for a few days and then we'll tell you about it. You guys can come check it out.
Yay.
We're also going to do some cool things in the next couple of weeks. We are going to have an epic sale this weekend. Super stoked on that. The launch sale. You can get the new branding sent to your house. We are going to do some cool stuff with the sample packs. We're going to give you the chance to just pay an extra $10 to get Fab Four Smoothie Basics for free, which is so awesome because I really want this to be education-based. We're working with them to figure out how to make all of my free downloadable PDFs something you can just add to your cart so they just come to your inbox. I mean, really just trying to provide value wherever possible so you can take care of yourself and your family, support your blood sugar balance, feel your best, and know that like I've got your back. We've got your back because gosh, I could never, ever in a million years be where I'm at right now or have gotten through the last year without my sister. Whew. I would have either had you or I'd have to find a therapist ASAP. I love you so much.
The best job I ever had. So
never leave me. Okay, good. All right, guys, that's a wrap. We got to go launch this thing. Here we go.
Right. Love you, Cal.
Love you too, baby. Bye.
Thank you for listening to Be Well by Kelly. Please subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Learn more at bewellbykelly.com and follow me on Instagram at bewellbykelly. I would love if you picked up my books, Body Love and Body Love Every Day. They're sold on Amazon and at all major booksellers.